Again, if you're new, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and wanted to just say some words about that reading. That is such a beautiful reading for me. Verse 1 says, "And you were dead in the trespasses and sins." And when I thought about that, I know that it was speaking to me. I was clueless to the sin I generated. And that's the nature of sin. The way sin works is that it covers its tracks, and since it's perpetrated by the devil, which is the father of lies, it's little wonder that I was under the spell of denial. They have a new acronym for denial these days, and it says, don't even notice I am lying. And the thing about denial is that I can be steeped into doing hurtful things, both to myself, but most importantly to those that I love, and I am clueless, I don't know. And this verse says, I was dead in my trespasses and my sins. And then the second verse says, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Before I knew Jesus, I was actually walking the walk of the evil one. Someone says that once we become born-again believers, we make an about-face, and that's why we usually have more trouble sometimes once we start following the Lord, because we are working against that power. When we walked along with it, we had no resistance. We were just going along with the program. And I look back sometime and I cannot believe that I am so different than what I was. I remember how I used to get all of my cues from the world as if it could answer my questions. My big question was, what was the meaning of life? And I remember how I used to buy gobs of magazines, and I would pore over them as if they were the Word of God. I would want to be just like the people I saw in the magazines, and hoping that I could find some way, some magic way that was going to help me be wonderful in the life. Everybody would think that I was wonderful. And the last thing that I would admit was that anyone controlled me. I really thought that I was in control, and all I needed to do is to find the right answer and I would have it made. And then verse 3 says, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body in the mind, and were by nature children of wrath like the rest of mankind. Sometimes I can get self-righteous, forgetting again that I too was lost. I did not know the answer. And so I cannot be impatient with those who don't know the Lord yet. He desires for me to live out the life that He has placed inside of me. He has given me His Spirit, and I am so grateful for that Spirit. Many of you know my story in recovery. I came in recovery actually being in a church. I had been in a church all my life, but I did not know Jesus as Savior and Lord. I did not know that. Church for me was pretty much more of a tradition. It was something that my parents done and did, and I'm sure that their parents did, and people around us did. It was somewhere to go. I remember when we were, the same thing was true about my husband, even though we came from actually different parts of the country and different cultures, but we had the same non-understanding about the need for salvation. We did not understand the Messiah or anything like that. And what happened was that I kept running into trouble with the food. If anything that taught me that I was powerless, it was definitely the food, because I tried so hard to find the secret to keep me from eating compulsively, and I could never do it. But eventually I came into a particular 12-step room that they had knowledge of how to do the food, skill on how to take care of their food. And as I look back now, I really believe that it was a grace gift. And I see that that's true for a lot of 12-step programs, that the Lord has actually graced that program with the ability to let go of the food or let go of whatever it is, the drug of choice. But I was mistaken for about 4 years, thinking that that was the end all and the be all. I thought that if I worked all of the steps and did this and did that, that somehow I would finally make it to whatever place I thought I was going to make it to. But I could not get away from that feeling of being lost in my heart. And I remember at 4 years of abstinence, really fearful that I was going to lose my abstinence because the pain was too much. Now that I was not using the food to numb it, it was very, very hard. And I was told to keep calling out to God as I understood him. And I kept calling out, and I was led to Christian radio, and I heard the gospel and just surrendered my life to him. And since that time, I see how I have found out a lot about this particular, about addictions. And sometimes I see too that those who know the Lord get caught into strongholds. They get caught into these addictions. And I'm very grateful for what I learned in the 12-step rooms. And it is my hope that I can take what I learned there and help those who know Jesus to understand the importance and also the strength of the Word of God. It is no doubt in my mind that the Word of God is exactly what it says it is. In Hebrews 4:12, it says, "The Word of God is powerful and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating even to dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart." It is powerful, and the Word of God has been given for that reason. And I realize that a lot of addictions are battlefields of the mind. It's where the mind is just going back to a lie that the enemy has just entrenched in a life. And so it's just like Paul says. He says that the weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power, to demolish strongholds. And so as one who has a tendency to get caught into addictive behavior, I have to put myself under the Word. Because I realize that my flesh is never satisfied. Trying to feed it is like turning up the speed on a treadmill, and I'll start running faster, but I'm still just running in place. And so I have to know that, yes, God has made me a very passionate person, but my passion must be for the things of God. And because the other passion, the passion of the flesh, it leads me to death. And moreover, if I stay in my addiction, if I would go back into my addiction, I am actually missing opportunities where I could help other people because of my lack of fruitfulness. I was talking to someone recently who she was saying to me, "Well, it doesn't matter to me." I mean, well, she didn't say it doesn't matter, but she says, "Even when I am eating, the Lord can use me." And I agreed with her. I said, "Yes, he certainly can use you." I said, "The Lord can use anyone I know in the Old Testament, the Lord used a donkey and let him donkey talk. So, of course, he can use anyone. But it's in terms of being fruitful, that I know takes a surrendered heart. And the Bible says that I cannot serve two masters. Either I will hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. So if I want to be a fruitful believer in the Lord, then I really truly have to let his word live in my heart so that it can just bombard any tendency to go back into an addiction. And so part of my recovery is that I stay in the Word of God. And today it is no hardship for me to do that. I try to hide it in my heart. I try to listen to it throughout the day. I try very hard to apply what it is that I'm learning, because I know that his promises are true. They're very, very true. And I love it where it says later on in this chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, so that no one may boast." That was the problem that I was having before I knew the Lord, and I was just trying to work on my recovery. I was trying to do the steps. I thought if I did the steps hard enough and did them long enough and did them often enough, then somehow, you know, things would really completely turn around. But there is no true healing without the Lord Jesus. In the Bible it says, unless the Lord builds the house, of Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds a house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. And so I have to bring the Lord into my recovery. Recovery, just by the nature of what it is, you know, is taking back what was rightfully mine. And what is rightfully mine is only rightfully mine because of the righteous act of Jesus Christ, and because of his righteousness. I have no righteousness outside of him. And so because of his righteousness, I have that ability to take back what was mine, what was given to me once I became his follower. And I also like that verse that follows, that Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, for which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Early on in my Christian walk, I was told the importance of the whole Word of God, not just the New Testament, but the Old Testament and the New Testament. I was told that every word in the Bible shouts of Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, it shows me why I need a Messiah. It shows me the history of what has happened, how the world was formed, and how man rebelled, and how the world became fallen. But yet, even in the fallenness, God promised a Messiah to come. And that Messiah, of course, is Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, to see him, to see his life, and to understand his followers, and as I go in the epistles, like we're in this epistle now, to get a history of the church and the people of the church, and how we continue in this walk that he has laid out for our feet. In this particular epistle, to remember that we are one body, you know, that we have the same spirit, we are one body, and the importance for unity. And that's another reason for me to stay in the Word. It keeps reminding me who I am in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I am very, very grateful for that. What I'm going to do at this point, I'm going to stop. And I'm going to ask if you would like to share what we do, if you're new at this meeting, is that we look at the Word. If there's a particular verse that spoke to you, you might want to point us to that verse and tell us what you see in it. What is the word that the Lord is giving you about a particular verse that you see in chapter 2 of Ephesians. Or if you would like, perhaps you were at church this week and there were words that you heard there, something that might be encouraging to others who are on tonight. But